Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Lena Stutes. Lena Stutes has a background in business and supply chain. She has worked within procurement and product management within manufacturing, and most recently became a business owner in 2020. She works with job searchers, teaching them ways to navigate the employment search, to learn LinkedIn, and to stay encouraged throughout the process. She also works with small businesses, helping them analyze and improve their business and marketing needs by providing social media consulting, digital marketing, and leadership training. She enjoys learning new apps and technology to share with her clients.
Well, good afternoon, Lena. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Brian. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. This is so amazing. You know, Lena, I was introduced to you through our amazing network in New York. I know Liz, I'll just give her a little plug here, but Liz Capance from the Airdice Group, but you're just out there. You're on social media and sharing your story. And it's very inspiring because you've went through a lot of challenges these last couple of years. Lena, the point is here, we're going to jump right into these questions so we can get your story out there to our audience. So you've got that career in business, supply chain, and executive, and now you're the director of operations and business development at VBOS. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Oh man, that is a great question. You know, what keeps me going is determination for my career growth. That VBOS came out of job loss during COVID. And so over the past couple of years, I've just tried to implement the many things I've learned over from project management, production management, procurement, and then business management, and jumped into social media just to make connections and network and try to get a job is how that started. And that didn't work, Brian. I stopped counting after 500 or 600 applications. And so then I decided I needed to jump out and kind of go on my own and acquire business here, there, and everywhere. Stumbled a little bit at first. And, you know, what has inspired me is to just realize that being determined is a good thing. You can fail, you can get up, you can fail, you can get up. And that's okay. That's actually a better path than some straight upward trajectory, because that doesn't happen anymore. So I think determination and, you know, doing a lot of asking for help and making recommendations and doing all the work and the networking and just staying forward. I got to wake up every morning and go, I got something to give.
I love that. And I saw a little bit of that anyway with your streaming in live when you do your little breakfast conversations. And I think that's awesome. And that's what really inspired me in watching a few of those. So thank you. And Lena, tell us about your journey the last 24 months. You hit on it a little bit, but how you took that leap of faith and started your YouTube Breakfast Bite of Insight.
There was a time on LinkedIn, so I've been really active on LinkedIn. And for the last couple of years, I took a networking course and things and just kept on and got pretty active to the point of posting every day and, you know, those kind of things. And I got that LinkedIn Live that used to be something that was, you know, rarely granted or something like this, some special thing. So I had applied for it and I got it randomly. And then I didn't use it, Brian. And so someone I talked to, one of the guys that had prodded me to do video. And he said, well, I think you'll lose it if you don't use it. And I thought, oh no, I don't want to do that. You know, I was special. I got the LinkedIn Live. So anyways, I decided that it would be good to do that, but then also record it to YouTube and put it out on YouTube, because then it wasn't so, stuck in LinkedIn. And it's been a great practice for learning how to talk to other people in question form, in interview form, and then sharing them. And it's something that I look forward to. And so that has been an interesting track. I think in the long run, it probably brings a little business to me, but I love that I think people reach out to the people that I talk to and, you know, give them some business and make connections. So that was kind of my driver behind it. And I love breakfast. So that's why I called it Breakfast Bite of Insight.
That's awesome. I think everybody loves breakfast, but having that conversation is, it's a great thing to start out with in the morning. So thank you. And Lena, are you leveraging any new or emerging technologies within your business? I ask because we are a digital platform, digital publication focused on emerging tech. But if you don't, maybe you found a cool tool or app you found useful you might be able to share with us.
That's a great question. And I do have some, and then I like to continue to try new ones because I think you run into deficits with whatever you're using, or, you know, everything is coming out all the time. So I actually go on like AppSumo and get, you know, I'll try new technologies there because you can get them really cheap to start out with and try them and see if they're a fit. And then if they keep growing, now you've got a great app to use that, you know, now it's got like a monthly charge or things like that. So I started out with Simplified. I use that in it's an AI tool. And a lot of times you can do things with that for long writing or blog writing or just some post creations. And I use mixed captions on my phone to do quick records. There's probably more out there, but that one works pretty good. It's very simple for like closed captioning. And I love using that kind of stuff. I use Loomly and Buffer, you know, for schedulers. There's so many that you can get that do at least a part of the job, right? But I've been using Loomly as my scheduler, and I like that application too. But anything, as long as it's got a mobile app. If it doesn't have a mobile app, I just think at some point it's going to die. But that's my thoughts on it.
Thank you. Certainly appreciate it. We have a lot of solopreneurs and others that absolutely grab these gems from our guests. So I appreciate you sharing. And Lena, last question for you today. Can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either operations or entrepreneurship?
Sure. I would say, you know, consider survivorship more than surviving. Surviving can be like from an illness or this or that, but in business, you know, you can feel like you're just surviving. And as an entrepreneur, it can be a real challenge because the days can be different from your business growing, sometimes shrinking. A lot of solos, it can be really tough as they're getting started. But that survivorship is, you can make it and get right past that, as long as you get people to help you, get people in your court, even if it's just champions that will listen to your business ideas and let you walk them through, and then have really good questions that you may not, they might brush you if you think your idea is so good, but they will come up with things that can be really helpful, make you think outside of what you're looking at, maybe new ideas in your business. But also when you have something that doesn't go well, or, you know, either way, celebrating your victories or your losses, have that small group that's solid, that's going to be there for you because, you know, it's tough out there. The market is tough. Even in operations, you can see a lot of things changing right now. And so the best thing to do is just be sure that you're surrounding yourself by people that can give you a little encouragement, but also are going to be realistic with you and ask you good questions to keep you from making bad decisions. I think that's the best thing.
Thank you. And I love your approach of really helping others. I know you're a very sincere person, very transparent, full of integrity. And that's very helpful because I know we've all had some challenges throughout our careers, but especially the last couple of years. So Lena, thank you so much. And it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thanks so much for having me, Brian. It was a pleasure too.
Bye for now.